On this week's episode, you'll hear from Johnson County leaders who are invested in growing the economy with the help of strong aviation facilities. Find out the importance to businesses to be able to fly in and out of the county with ease. Also, learn how the airports here are making great improvements that will steer aviation jobs to Johnson County.
Whether you live in or just love Johnson County, Kansas, JOCO On The Go has everything Johnson County. Here's what's happening and what's coming up in the community you call home.
Thanks for joining us for JOCO On The Go. I'm your host, Teresa Freed, a Johnson County resident and employee of Johnson County government. Today we're talking about Johnson County airports and economic development in our region. To get us started on that conversation, I'm joined by Aaron Otto. He's the executive director of the Johnson County Airport Commission. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, not everyone is familiar with the fact that we even have airports probably. So can you start off by just telling us where our airports are, what they are, and what they do?
Sure. Thank you. So the airports in Johnson County, we have two of them. And the first question you usually get is why you have two. And that dates back to both of these airports were part of the Olathe Naval Air System Station, Olathe Naval Air Station System. So this was a place that was training pilots starting in 1942 in preparation for World War II. And amongst some of the amazing alumni from that region and that era were John Glenn, who was in the first class, who got his military wings at Olathe Naval Air Station, which is located between Gardner and Olathe down in southwest Johnson County. The second class included Bob Barker from The Price is Right. So a number of Americans went through and became pilots from that experience. Johnson County Executive, which is at the corner of 151st and Flum, was also a feeder airport to that installation. And it served as an opportunity for people to practice takeoff and landings, especially on a carrier basis. And it was decommissioned in 1951, went to the city of Olathe. And in 1967, the city of Olathe turned it over to Johnson County. And that's when Johnson County got into the airport business with what is now New Century to follow in 1973. So that's a little bit about the infrastructure and why we ended up with the couple airports we have in southern Johnson County. The way they're structured today is that we have now two of the busiest airports in the state. New Century sits at about 58,000 operations a year, which makes it the third busiest. And Johnson County Executive is climbing. We've had both some work done on the facilities and the runway that have hampered down the numbers a little bit the last 2 years. But I expect Johnson County Executive to be back at about 45,000 takeoff and landings a year and gaining, which would make it the fourth busiest in the state. So you put our two together, and really we're only a few thousand behind the leader in the state, which is Wichita, that has commercial airport service.
When we were participating in Citizens Academy recently, I know that you talked a little bit about the history of one of the buildings and that it is one of the oldest or the oldest building or facility in the county. Is that right?
Sure. So we still use a lot of the facilities and infrastructure that came with the Olathe Naval Air Station. So one of them is the admin building for the Johnson County Airport Commission was the original admin building for the Olathe Naval Air Station. The water pump building is the same. There's a number of the maintenance facilities the same. And so they're the old classic red brick Art Deco design. And they've got definitely very good bones. And my guess is they'll be used many decades in the future. What I failed to mention earlier is that the airport's also broken down to what many people may not expect. But we mentioned the two busiest airports in the state. But in addition to that, we inherited a water system from Olathe Naval Air. So we still maintain and provide water to all the customers and tenants at New Century, which is about 65 businesses from all over the spectrum of industry. And that's about 1 million gallons of water a day goes through that plant distribution system. We also maintain a 6-mile short line railroad. It's hard to believe, but Johnson County does manage a railroad system with engineers on staff. And they are the ones who will do that last mile delivery for product and goods for people in the business park when BNSF will do a delivery to Olathe Naval, or the former Olathe Naval Air Station, now New Century. And then lastly is the business park. As I mentioned earlier, about 65 tenants call New Century Business Park home, ranging anywhere from 8 employees to some businesses that are in the several hundreds because of running 3 shifts out there. But quite the diversity of product being made, from many different major food products to wood shingles to lots of iron projects, but also just even professional services like graphic design work and different firms like that.
Okay, and so that kind of touches on my next question about economic development. I mean, obviously, that area is very key to economic development in Johnson County, and it's important that we continue to expand or develop that further. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So one of the ways to generate dollars to make the airport as self-sufficient as possible is through long-term land leases. And that those are cases where a business will come and develop on county land and pay them an annual rent per foot for that space. or they may buy services from the airport like water or rail. So that's how that all those different areas, it may sound odd, why is there a railroad, why is there a water system? It's all to support the business park, which turns around and supports the incredible infrastructure needs of running two of the busiest airports in the state. So we need to continue to look at opportunities for economic development at New Century, and a couple of them that are taking place that I'm very proud of this last year in 2019. Would include our first new private hangar being built in over 20 years. That's a huge accomplishment being done by Butler National. Also this year, we received the first in our state. It's called an AeroReady certification. And what that is the group comes in and looks at, do you have the workforce and the infrastructure to support aviation-related jobs? And we were able to be the first to get that certification and believe that will help being a way to kind of when you're out prospecting potential tenants, they will already have seen some of this due diligence and site work has already been done to make them interested, hopefully, in expanding their services into Johnson County and into New Century. I might also mention that we're about to open and just have opened the new runway at Johnson County Executive Airport. That was a replacement runway for what was there, but what was there had done its time. It was 25 years old and lived its service life. And obviously, the primary runway is the backbone to an airport. And without that, obviously, you're not functioning. And you may think, again, we've talked a lot about economic development. There's a lot of both corporate executive travel, both domicile at either airport or that fly in and use the airports. But there's a number of people in Johnson County that own private aircraft that either have them stored at one of the two airports or just use them as a takeoff and landing spot as well. So we're excited to have that new, almost just over $6 million project that hopefully will last for the next 25 years in place at Johnson County Executive. I might also mention another investment that's been made there this year is a multi-million dollar investment in the wastewater system. And so we're excited to have a new system put into place that will be really in place for the next 7 to 8 decades and a good investment in infrastructure in Johnson County Executive Airport.
Okay, that's great information. And if people are interested in developing business out there on those grounds, how can they start that process?
Absolutely. So we're happy to talk because one of the things that we're looking forward to next year is that recently we've had the FAA release land owned by the county, about 500 acres available for new development. And it's acres that we'd be serving water to, we would potentially be rail served. And so that's a lot of space, contiguous space, for development coming up in the future. And again, it's through that development that helps generate land rents to help pay for the airport's operation. So that's a good thing coming down the road. And really, it's reaching out to myself as the airport director, or we work very closely with our partners down in Southwest Johnson County, in this case, the Southwest Johnson County Economic Development Corporation, which the airport helped start back in the early 90s, to help any group either re-site into an existing building or to build from scratch on a greenfield site.
Okay, good information. And just last question here. So say I'm a plane enthusiast. I love aviation, but I can't afford to buy a plane myself. You can go out to the airport, right, and just check it out and see all the different airplanes that are out there, right?
Absolutely. So a couple ideas come to mind with that question. And number one would be there is different ways to buy into a share. Now, the Airport Commission doesn't own any aircraft. We do not do operations. But there are companies on site that do share ownership of an aircraft or the potential of rental. There's lessons being taught at both airports. But I would also just mention, if you put in one New Century Parkway, New Century, Kansas, you'll end up in the parking lot of the admin building. And if you come between 4 and 6 o'clock and bring your kids or your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, you'll see quite the show of both departing corporate and private passenger aircraft or coming in back home. That's definitely the busiest time of the day is around dinner time.
All right. Sounds like fun. And thank you very much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
The Board of County Commissioners supports the growth and development of the airports, and Commissioner Mike Brown serves as a liaison to the Airport Commission. He joins me now with more on the importance of the airports to the county. Thanks for being here, Commissioner Brown.
It's good to be with you.
All right. Well, first off, can you talk a little bit about how you see the airport serving the community toward the goal of economic development?
The airports play a critical role, especially when it comes to Olathe and to the city of Gardner and Edgerton relative to the intermodal operations. The airports are a critical piece of the infrastructure and transit and play a huge role in what we do in Johnson County economic development-wise.
Okay, and I know that you mentioned that you're a pilot, and can you kind of talk about if that helps you in the business world?
Sure, absolutely. I am a pilot. I have a VFR private pilot's license, and I've had it since 2001. Love to fly, don't get to do it enough, but the understanding the terminology, understanding what operations looks like, how operations at an airport functions, was a huge advantage. When I first became a commissioner and Chairman Eilert appointed me to be the liaison to the airport commission at my first meeting, I was up to speed and we were off and running. Most of the members of the airport commission actually are also pilots. So there is not a lot of time has to be spent with covering terminology and explaining. All Everyone right. understands what where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish.
And for us outsiders, what exactly does a commission do? The airport commission.
The airport commission is responsible for the governance and oversight of both airports, both Executive Airport in Olathe and at New Century Airport, and oversees the operations and responsibility for maintenance of the airports themselves.
Okay, and so in terms of the airports, you know, I'm sure lots of businesses use those airports on a regular basis, and they probably value them in order to do their own business. So can you talk a little bit about why the airports are important to that process?
Absolutely, I can. The airports are critical in the overall because our airports, both New Century and Executive, are the second and third busiest airports in the state of Kansas. So from that perspective, those airports are gateways not only to the rest of Kansas or the rest of the Midwest, but to all of America and to the whole planet. Global. Those are ports that allow our businesses to move executives and products in and out on a global basis.
And are you seeing the airports as kind of a selling point for businesses that show interest in our area?
Absolutely. The airports are a huge key piece to the big companies that are involved with things going on at Edgerton, things in Overland Park. Those airports are very, very critical. It's important to those executives whose time is highly valuable for them to be able to move in and move back out of Kansas City in a hurry.
Okay, that makes sense. And anything else you'd like to share with our listeners just about the value that the airports bring to our area?
I would say that I couldn't be more proud of our airports. The investment, the resources, the human capital, the folks that are a part of our airport operations, and then the team that is in the background, that is the county manager's office and the Board of County Commissioners, the support we give to our airports is second to none. And we are all incredibly proud of the airports and what they represent in the way of Johnson County, Kansas.
All right. Great information there, and thanks for being with us.
Yep, pleasure to be here.
Continuing our conversation about economic development in Johnson County, I'm now joined by Greg Martinet. He's with the Southwest Johnson County Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, to start off with, can you talk a little bit about what economic development looks like in Johnson County? So what are we seeing in terms of trends?
Well, the trend is the challenge that we all have in workforce, and that's training, retaining and attracting workforce to our region, but it's something that that every community across America has a challenge with right now. That, along with our infrastructure, transportation, and attracting higher paying jobs, is kind of what we all work on here in Johnson County.
Okay, and what kind of businesses are doing particularly well in Johnson County, and you know, what are you seeing in terms of any businesses showing interest in expanding?
Yeah, what Johnson County has such a diverse economy, and it's a diverse community, and so, you know, we're seeing success with everything from high tech to Class A office to logistics, manufacturing. It really is it's just a great economy here, and they're doing well in all areas.
Okay, and I assume that's just because we have a good, strong workforce, which they can pull from?
That's a big part of it, and it's just, we have good communities and good school districts and good transportation and good infrastructure. It's still always a challenge, but we're better than a lot of other places in those regards, and that allows us to, but specifically we're seeing obviously a big trend in logistics, especially in the southwest part of the county. And cold storage seems to be a hot one right now with all the different trends in food delivery. It's everybody's looking for cold storage, and it's something that's expensive to build on a speculative basis. So it's a challenge for us.
Okay, and I know that the airports are always encouraging more businesses to set up shop there. How do you see the airports playing into the development of our region?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a big opportunity with New Century Air Center in that any plane in the world can land there. So a long runway. And we've got about 1,000 acres that's readily available. And along with about 300 to 500 acres that are right on the runway. So we're going to be going after aerospace type companies, not only companies that help with the building of aircraft and aviation related, but also companies that can use the runway. So we can be a truly intermodal facility with air, truck, and train.
Okay, and that's very unique for the area.
It's unique in the country. There's really, and we were just awarded AeroReady certification, which will tell aviation companies and executives that we have exactly what they need to be successful.
Okay, that's perfect. And if there is a business who has interest or that has interest in our area, what do you tell them? Where do you start?
Yeah, there, number one, every community in Johnson County has an excellent economic development person, and most of them are at the chamber or affiliated with the chamber, and they all do a great job, and we all work well together, and we help each other out, and we forward leads when they come if they don't fit our area, so that we can keep it in Johnson County first and foremost. But if if you're looking for one place to start, we have a website called businessmoveshere.com, and it's a great place. You can get a hold of me, and we can get you to going in the right direction.
All right, that's some great information. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
You just heard JOCO on the Go. Join us next time for more Everything Johnson County. Have a topic you want to discuss? We want to hear from you. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at JOCOGov. For more on this podcast, visit jocogov.org/podcast. Thanks for listening.